Okay, today I have another special guest, and I'm bringing her in here to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart, and it's basically tattoos. Say hello.
Hello.
Now, when I first met you, I didn't know that you had tattoos. However, upon knowing you a little more, you have a lot of tattoos.
Define a lot.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 tattoos.
5 tattoos.
5, yep.
And what struck me about your tattoos is that a lot of them are like my tattoos. In that, A, they're pint-sized. And they're also religious. And mm-hmm. you have... Okay, can go through your tattoos real quick.
All right. Yeah, they're either religious or they're... or they mean something in a different language. That's basically how you break down my tattoos.
Okay.
So my first tattoo that I got is on my left arm, and it's an om, mm-hmm. and I made it out of flowers. And you know what om, you have an om. You
I
know
do.
What om means, so that's religious. And then my second tattoo I got was on my right ankle. I had my grandmother's name put in Hindi.
Okay.
And her name means peace, so I liked that. It's like a double meaning. And then my third tattoo is on my left ankle, and I made an anklet with the pendant of the anklet, an om sign, which lands like flat on my foot.
Okay.
And then I got my right wrist done, and I had the word John, not to be confused with our podcast host,
right.
Put on my wrist, and it's written in Arabic, because I think it's a very beautiful written language. And my dad can read and write it, so he knew how to write it. So he wrote it out for me. And John means, it can mean soul or lover or...
the coolest person in the world.
That's the most important meaning, right. Actually. I just didn't know it until a couple of years after getting it.
Right.
And then my most recent tattoo was in Thailand. I got one put on my upper back, and that's a Thai Buddhist prayer.
And the one on your back is actually super cool because you got it done like a special way.
Yeah, I had it done... half of it was done like traditionally with the needle. Then... half of it was done with a bamboo. They used bamboo instead of like an actual electric needle to do it.
And they like tip-tapped it and everything.
Yeah, I guess. I was kind of asleep in the chair when they did it, so.
Oh, right. So the thing that everybody kind of asks like immediately is always like, oh, did it hurt? Which one hurt the most? Like, do you think they hurt?
I don't think they hurt. I think they pleasantly hurt, actually. They're not okay. Like... not that I'm a sucker for pain, but they don't really hurt that much. They kind of pinch, but I kind of like I like a little bit of pain.
Because like the very first tattoo that I got, and I got it on my wrist, and I heard that would hurt. And the thing that I did was, like the weeks preceding it, I would just start scratching myself like all the time, like, over and over and over, like trying to simulate the pain.
And it wasn't that bad though, was it?
Well, I mean, it didn't hurt me because I have a high tolerance for minimal pain. I go to the dentist a lot, so like I feel like if you go to the dentist a lot, like
you're
this kind
good.
Of stuff doesn't
yeah,
hurt.
I have a high tolerance for medium pain, so
medium pain.
I didn't hurt. But the one that hurt me the most was my first, my third tattoo on my ankle because they go on that thin part of your skin on the top of your foot,
so it
and that
hurt.
Pinch. But that was like it was like for 5 minutes and nothing I couldn't handle.
Nothing you couldn't handle.
No.
Those so
really hurt.
Oh, actually, speaking of your ankle, you have a foot tattoo that's. Slightly controversial.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So the om that's on my foot is very controversial because you're not supposed to put anything God-related on your feet because your feet are not considered, like, clean in my religion. But so when I went to India, I got a lot of crap for that from my family members. But my personal feeling is, you know, it's a symbol of God. You should have it all over your body. For Pete's sake. I mean, that's
I personally think nobody's feet are clean. And they shouldn't be allowed anywhere. But yeah.
Well, then maybe it's a way to, you know, beautify my feet.
Okay.
How about looking at it that way?
That's true. I mean, your feet are very fine.
Thank you.
I've seen them. You're,
not
you
right
reject
now.
The socks. So,
yeah, I do reject socks.
So all these tattoos that you have, I mean, do you feel like they're
very meaningful to me.
Of course.
I would never put a tattoo without completely thinking it through. I thought every one of these through. For the one in Thailand, which I didn't have a lot of time to think through, but it
right.
was like a very visceral reaction when I saw it, and I was like, I have to have that
and
one.
You have to get it. And you don't regret any of them?
Never. No. I don't regret any of my tattoos.
Okay.
No.
how many times do people ask you about them? Like,
daily basis, constantly. Daily basis, yeah. Constantly.
Do you ever kind of get sick of telling this story?
No, not at all. No, of course not. I'm happy to tell people because they're not obvious like a naked chick. So people want to know what does it mean?
Right. You
know? So that's okay. That's cool.
And like how much, okay, like we both have seen a lot of ugly tattoos.
Yes. Right? I hate ugly tattoos. I hate tattoos that look like cartoons.
I could list all of them. I'm against skulls, butterflies, dragons, logos. I'm against a lot of kind of tattoos.
Yeah. Well, I'm against, with the few exceptions, like the one on my arm, I'm against tattoos that are filled in with color because I feel like they fade and they don't look that good.
Oh.
And I don't like cartoons. I hate Betty Boop. I hate the Betty Boop tattoos.
You hate her? Or you hate?
No, I hate the tattoo. Well, okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't really. Yeah, I hate that tattoo.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Continue.
No. I mean, I just wanted to know your feelings about other people's tattoos.
Yes.
And how, now that you have your own collection, if it makes you more judgmental people or if it makes you less?
No, I don't think it's changed how judgmental I am. Okay. No, but I do have a strong opinion about when people get, like, full sleeves and stuff. I just don't understand it.
But I want to get full
sleeves. I don't understand it, though. It's not that I don't like it. I need to understand, like, how do you even, like, when you're looking at your arm, it's like trying to find a puzzle and figure out what's on your arm. I don't understand. I like to be able to see my tattoo clearly.
Oh, clearly.
Instead of looking at a whole arm full of tattoos, it kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so do you think that when people see that you have tattoos, especially since you're in an industry where I feel like tattoos are not the norm?
Correct.
How do you feel self-conscious?
I don't feel self-conscious. That's not their problem, not mine.
But talk about that, because people do judge people with tattoos.
They do. I'm sure they do. Nobody's ever said anything to me, but it doesn't stop me from, like, showing my arms at work or anything like that. But I'm sure they think it, they probably don't take me as seriously because of them.
Really?
Yeah. Some people.
Some people. Like, they might.
I think if people know me before they see my tattoos, that's okay. Because then they see it and then they think it's, oh, you know, whatever. That's cool. But if they don't know me and they see my tattoos first, I sort of get, you know, they don't take me as seriously, I think.
Do you think tattoos in this day and age even represents, like, is there any rebellion left? I mean, everyone has tattoos.
I know. I don't think it's a rebellion thing
it's
anymore.
Over. Like, it's done. Like, that whole thing.
I don't really think it should have been done for a rebellion thing anyway. Because back in the day, I mean, tattoos are ancient. They're an ancient art form, right? So it should never have meant anything, like, rebellious.
But the connotation's still kind of there. You know what
I think the judgment is still there.
The judgment is still there?
Yeah.
Oh, how did your parents feel about your tattoos?
They were okay. Well, they were okay with the first one because it was religious.
Okay.
So I think they were, because my grandmother back in India, in her generation, they got tattoos. Like, they would get tattoos. Their parents would get them tattooed with some sort of religious symbol.
Yeah.
So my grandmother has an om on the top of her hand.
Right.
So when my grandmother saw it, she loved it. And then my parents thought it was kind of cool. My dad was just like, my dad said he was just happy it wasn't a snake.
Okay.
That was what he said. And then, when I got, like, the second, third, fourth, and fifth, they were
going.
Like, okay.
Did they tell you, like, hey,
my mom was like, can we just stop now? Like, that's good. We're good now. I think we're all happy with your tattoos. I don't think I told her about my back one yet.
Oh, she doesn't know.
I just think I forgot to tell her. Because I was away. I was away in Thailand when I did it. And then by the time I came back and saw her, I'd forgotten about it. It's not something I see or show. I mean,
this is true.
It's not in an area that's seen, you know, often.
Okay. Because you recently moved to the city, I think you left your tattooist behind.
Yes.
And now you're trying to find a new one, perhaps?
Yes.
Have you always gone to the same person?
Yes, with the exception of my Thailand one.
Right.
The first four were all at the same place in New York.
Do you think that's something that's really important? Like,
no.
No.
I don't get anything that's very complicated, so it's either, like, language, writing, or it's a very simple symbol. So I don't think it's complicated.
Are any of your tattoos, you're like, the workmanship is a little bit off? Like,
No. The first one I got is the most intricate one because it's an om made out of flowers, and I really liked what he did. So then I just stuck with him because I figured he knew what he was doing. Because I didn't, I told him I wanted an om, but I wanted it made out of flowers, but I don't draw. So he actually sketched it out for me, like two or three different designs, and I liked one of them. And then he just stenciled it
on.
Yeah, and he did a really good job. And that's the one that has color in it. And that has stayed for, I don't even remember when I got this. We're not going to say what age I was. We're going to say how many years ago it was. It was like 7 years ago.
When you were 12. Okay. Cool. Excellent.
I love you. Yeah, something like 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I always try to go to the same people because I've had bad experiences with
people really?
Who aren't good. Like, I tend to overpay for my tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if you do or don't. But
I don't really know that, I think I pay a standard rate, I guess.
Standard rate.
Because, again, like, you probably have, your tattoos might be a little bit more intricate than
they're not intricate at all. Yeah.
I don't think I overpay. I don't.
Do you always bring the same person to you, or you go by yourself? Like,
what's I've never gone with anyone.
You always go by yourself?
Yeah.
So there's no pictures of you being tattooed or anything?
No. I have a before and after. No, I have an after picture of when my back thing was done, because I was like, I want to see it. I should take a picture of it, please. But
so you've never gone with anyone? Nobody's held your hand? No one's like...
Think about this. 1 second. Wait. I vaguely recall somebody being there for my ankle one. No. I've had friends go in with me when I go to, like, my consultation. I've had friends go with me. But to get it actually done, I usually, like, just pick... Once I've decided I'm going to get it, I'll just pick a day and I'll be like, I'm going to go today. And I go.
I also kind of want to talk about when we were younger, I don't know if this is how you felt about tattoo shops, but I would almost be afraid to go in there because, A, the reputations is kind of intimidating.
It's intimidating. It is intimidating.
It's super intimidating.
For sure.
You walk in there.
Because they've got 85 tattoos and piercings all over their bodies, and they, you know, they're all... Well, whatever, but and you walk in, and I walk in there like this, you know, girl, and I have like nothing on my, except for a nose ring, and I'm like, okay, that gives me some street cred.
So, yeah, let's,
my nose ring gives me a little bit of street cred.
I think we should talk about the notion of street cred in a tattoo shop, because, you know, I have a lot of tattoos, but they're all small.
Yeah.
So if I walk in there, I'm like...
Nobody knows.
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, no one knows, yeah.
Is that how you feel now, or like now you're like, cool, I've had the experience?
No, I don't care now. Mm-mm.
But in the beginning, it was definitely like...
I don't know. I wonder if it's different for a guy and for a girl.
Let's talk about it and find out.
All right. Well, I didn't really feel... I felt intimidated just because I didn't look like any of them, but I didn't feel weird that I was getting just this one little tattoo and they were all... I didn't feel like I was less... dangerous. or maybe I wasn't trying to be
You're
more
still
dangerous.
Dangerous.
I wasn't really trying to be more dangerous. Maybe it's because you're a guy and you know, you kind of feel like maybe I should have more tattoos or I should look more authentic, I say.
And I always want these really tiny tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I am often tapped to go with people to tattoo shops to A, check them out or just, you know, like talk about it.
So you're the expert friend now.
Well, I'm like the faux expert. Because I don't have that much experience with them because I only...
But you have 13 tattoos. That's a lot of experience.
It is a lot, but they're not very big. So
yeah.
I just feel like I fake it. Like, do you watch Miami Ink and stuff like
I've
that?
I've seen it, yeah.
But you're not into them?
No.
Okay. Like, I'm obsessed with them.
Oh, really?
I'm obsessed with Kat Von D, and I want her to do something on me. But yeah, so like when I go to tattoo shops, like there's definitely a street cred issue.
Yeah?
You know?
Because of the size of the tattoo that you want.
Because of the size, because of like... how tatted up they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite emasculating, but it's close.
That's interesting.
Right?
I don't think it should be that way.
No.
You have enough in quantity to make up for the size of the tattoos.
I have frequency.
You've got 13 little ones is kind of like equivalent to maybe like 5 big ones.
It's like when you go to like the summer fair and you can trade in like 4 little toys for 1 big one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I think the last thing that we should definitively cover is tattoos and relationships.
I would never get a tattoo for a lover.
Never.
Never. Never, ever, ever in 100,000 years, never.
Would you get a tattoo for your parents?
Yeah.
You'd get a name?
Or I got my grandmother's name.
You got your grandmother's
name? Yeah,
right.
I got my grandmother's
name. So that's okay.
Yeah, well, she raised me, and she's awesome. She was like my mom, basically.
How would you feel about somebody wanted to get a tattoo.
But see, that tie doesn't break. How would I feel for?
Like, let's say your that's up to them. I mean, or someone who's.
I would never encourage it. I would never, ever ask anyone to do it for me.
Right.
But if they wanted to do that and they could deal with the fact that we might not be together in the future and they're going to have my name permanently on their body, then that's their business. But I would never encourage it, and I would absolutely never ask someone to do that for me, because I would never do that for somebody else.
You would never do it.
No. Maybe, maybe for my dog.
Maybe for your dog. I don't know how I feel about that, actually. That's
well,
a bad idea.
We're not going to talk about the first dog issue.
Right. No, I feel like, you know, getting, I mean, is it romantic in any particular way to you? Or is it just bananas crazy?
It's very permanent, and I don't necessarily think all relationships are definitely permanent. So why would you want something permanent for somebody else on your body? There's a lot of other ways to be romantic.
There are a lot of other ways to be romantic.
Yes.
I mean, I got a tattoo of my ex-girlfriend probably like 3 months in.
Uh-huh. See, that was really foolish.
I mean, I've been told that, but I was really committed to the idea of it, and I did it.
Oh, there's that C
word again. I didn't even ask
for
that much. Well, no, I was committed to the idea of the tattoo, not so much. I mean, the relationship, I was trying to be committed. And obviously, subsequently, we broke up.
It was her name. Just her name.
It was her birth date, actually.
Her birth date. Is there something else we can find that happened on that date to make it symbolic for other reasons?
Yeah. It's Lincoln's birthday. It's traditionally President's Day, so it's like a national holiday. It's also
even though you were born in a different country.
Yeah. To people that I don't want to explain it to, I say that it's the New York Manhattan area code, which it is. 212.
212.
Yeah.
That's
you can spin it any way you want.
I like that one.
Manhattan's
area code.
But I don't feel like I need to spin it because it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. It is what it is.
However, recently I've encountered the problem, obviously, that post breakup, you date somebody else, and they're like, "What is that?"
Explain what that
exactly.
is. Right.
How do you feel about that?
I tell the truth.
Well, no. How do you feel if you were the girl or like the other person? The other person has a tattoo of their ex or something. How do you feel
like
that?
If my boyfriend had a tattoo with his ex's name on it. I mean, I guess it would. What can you do? I mean, he was stupid when he did it. Hopefully, he's not going
to
be stupid again.
That's what you chalk it up to, stupidity.
Yeah.
Red flag or not a red flag?
No, not necessarily. Depends. No, not necessarily a red flag. Can't judge a person just because they made one stupid mistake with a tattoo. I wouldn't judge.
The girl that I was briefly dating, she said, "Wow, so this tattoo is for this person, this tattoo is for this person, whatever it may be." And then,
where's
you know, she was a little bit bothered by it. And yeah, at first she's like, "Does this mean like eventually I might get one?"
Oh
and
my
I was like,
God.
I don't know. I don't think so. And then about a week and a half later, she said, "Okay, the one thing I don't want you to do is get a tattoo of me anywhere."
Oh.
I mean, she's, you know, because it no longer becomes special, I guess.
Right. It's a lot of pressure.
Is it a lot of pressure?
Yeah. If somebody you're dating puts your name on their body, that's a lot of pressure. I think it's a lot of pressure. Why do we need to go there?
It is a lot of pressure, but I mean,
would you do it again?
Definitely not. Okay. Not in a romantic way.
I'm happy to hear that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I have considered, you know, friend tattoos, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you feel about the friend tattoo? The tattoo for a friend?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Never.
Well, I guess it would depend if how important that friend was to me, I suppose.
Let's say they're like a really good friend.
I have really good friends, and I would not
no
put their names on my body. Oh, there's no name.
It doesn't have to be names.
Or something
symbols
that symbolizes them. Nah.
Nothing.
No.
Like the Lord of the Rings people, they all got the same elvish characters. You're like, no, that's
no,
the name.
No, we don't have a logo. We're not
going
to create
a logo.
My friends and I don't need a logo. No, I stick to something that spiritually does something for me, and that's it. That's my...
How would
that's
you feel
the only type of tattoo I would
for
get
remembrance, though? Like, would you put perhaps your friend as a memory tattoo if they had unfortunately passed away?
I don't believe in tattoos for memory purposes.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's fine if people do it, whatever. But again, that's not what I...
I might be sad when that happens.
I might make an exception.
I mean,
I already have your name on my wrist.
True. You could put a puppy there, though.
You're there.
You put my name right underneath it. Just drop a puppy down there.
You're there. You're there. Yeah, no, I don't... I wouldn't put a friend's name on my body.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I never say never.
Well.
I won't say never, but no. Generally, I like to stick to symbols or religion or, and not just my religion, I mean.
Right.
Something that means something.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you ever tell your friend that they just got a really ugly tattoo?
Oh. Oh. That's a good question. No.
Why not?
Because what good would it do?
What good would it do?
It would do no good. And that's just unsolicited, my unsolicited opinion. If she asked me if I liked it, mm-hmm. or he asked me if I liked it, I would be candid and say, it's not really my cup of tea. But I wouldn't just go up and be like, dude, why did you get that tattoo? It's nasty.
I think it's, well.
Because that's just, what is the point of doing that except making the other person feel like shit?
So you can't say that.
No, not unless they ask you for your opinion. See, I don't believe in giving unsolicited opinions.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a whole nother podcast.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't do it, but I don't want to do it.
Oh.
Because I don't, who am I? Why would I give you my opinion unless you asked for it? Although, well, this is veering off the topic.
Right. It's okay.
I can talk about my opinions with my friends. I like to talk about my opinions, but I wouldn't just go up to somebody and be like, your tattoo sucks, you're an idiot for getting it.
What about a friend, though?
No, not if they already got it. I would tell a good friend if she was about to get it, I would be like, no, don't get that tattoo. It's ridiculous. You know, but if he or she came back and was like, look at this great tattoo I got and I didn't like it.
But along the same lines, then, it's hard for you to trust when other people say, oh, I really like your tattoos.
I don't care if they like it.
Oh, you don't care? Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, so why would I care? About you.
It's totally about me.
Okay.
I don't care if they don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, no. People have said that to me about, well, actually, no, nobody said anything to me about that. But if they ever did, I really don't care. I'm not doing it for them. Which brings us to, I'm going to bring a topic up.
Please.
Tattooing facing out or in, if it's on your arm. See, I wouldn't do a tattoo facing out for other people to read, because these tattoos are for me.
That's important.
So I would have it facing inwards towards me, so I could read it.
Yeah, for the uninformed, generally speaking, I think what I heard was that most people tattoo stuff on their arms and they do it in reverse so that when their arms hang down, you can kind of see it. And that apparently is really important. All my tattoos face in, which just means I'm selfish and narcissistic.
It's your body, though. That's what you're doing it for. It's for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So why is it not selfish and narcissistic? Don't feed into that. Don't feed into that.
I don't mind being selfish and narcissistic.
But that's not selfish or narcissistic.
That is a consideration.
Though. That is a very personal thing. If you're getting your tattoos for yourself, then you're going to place them so that you can read them.
Right.
That's as it should be in my opinion.
So there'll be no tattoos that will be like on your butt or something, since you'll never see it.
Well, no, I have a tattoo on my back and I'll never see
that's
it.
True.
But I like that it's there. I like knowing that it's there. But, like, if I could see it, if it was on my arm or something, I would want it facing in. Like, my wrist tattoo faces in so that I can look at it like this. I didn't face it out.
Right.
Which,
that's true.
People listening to this don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you feel like there's some sort of spiritual protection afforded you by having these religious tattoos?
I feel like it grounds me.
It grounds you?
Yeah, it means something to me. Every one of my tattoos means something.
How often do you find yourself, like, looking at them?
A lot.
A lot.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're a narcissistic.
That's a different podcast, too. That has nothing to do with the
Is there a
tattoos.
Mirror involved? No, right.
It has nothing to do with the tattoos.
Yeah, I really enjoy the mirror room in the closet. It's really nice.
Did you like them on the ceilings, too?
Yeah, I didn't get there.
Nice touch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you have another topic in this vein that you want to talk about?
I don't know. Off the top of my head? No, I don't think.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
If you need to consider having a tattoo of a friend, I volunteer, maybe myself.
Oh, getting a tattoo of you? I've covered that, even before having met you. In fact, I believe that perhaps I got this tattoo because the universe knew that one day you and I would meet.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say to that, except that I owe you one. Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you.